Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, glad to be your hosts today for just a little bit here on your local radio station. Reminding you, all aspects of agriculture are covered with Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Hi, everyone. Coming up, days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. It is the 101st days of 76 in Deadwood, going to be running July 23rd through the 29th, the 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. They've got steer roping as well, July 23rd. They have rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th. They have parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through 29th. Go online for tickets and the times. That's daysof76.com. Coming up July 23rd through 29th.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Great store, fabulous antiques, great seasoned dealers with quality stuff and lots of fun decorating home items, too. That was James, who had stopped by there at one point a while back. We were in there just the other day and visited with the folks and looked at some of the new merchandise. They're open on Main Street, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Or give them a call, 605-642-5884. Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
I've got the Charles Schulz philosophy. Do you ever remember reading that?
Charles Schulz, wasn't he the guy that did peanuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I've never read about his philosophy, or I've forgotten. You don't have to actually answer any of these questions, okay? I just want you to be ready.
In other words, they're rhetorical.
Well, kind of. You just ponder on them.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to hit it. And again, you don't have to come up with the answers. The number one question, name the five wealthiest people in the world. Name the last five Heisman Trophy winners. Name the last five winners of Miss America pageant. Can you do that one?
Just not trivia? At all.
Okay. Name 10 people who have won the Nobel or Pulitzer Prize. Can you do that?
No, not at all.
Name the last half dozen Academy Award winners for Best Actor and Actress. I'm not going to ask you that. I know we can't do that. Name the last decade's worth of World Series winners.
I could probably get a couple of those.
Okay. So you got a couple on that. Could you do very good on any of the others?
Maybe one or two here and there.
Okay. The point is, none of us remember the headliners of yesterday. These are no second-rate achievers. They are the best in their fields. But the applause dies. Awards tarnish. Achievements are forgotten. Accolades and certificates are buried with their owners. Here's another quiz. See how you do on this one. List a few teachers who aided your journey through school.
Oh, yeah. I could come up with half a dozen of those.
That's right. Name three friends who have helped you through a difficult time.
Yeah, got that.
Name five people who have taught you something worthwhile.
Ooh, yeah. There's some good lessons.
Yes. Think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special.
Never hurts to get a pat on the back.
That's right. And think of five people you enjoy spending time with. That's pretty easy, too.
Just did that on the 4th of July. A lot more than five people.
That's right. That's right. Was this quiz easier?
It's a lot easier than, yeah.
Here's the lesson. Of course, there's going to be a lesson. The people who make a difference in your life are not the ones with the most credentials, the most money, or the most awards. They simply are the ones who care the most. And that's Charles Schulz's philosophy.
Well, I hope that folks remember a couple of those questions and maybe jot down some names of the teachers that have helped you out or friends stood by you and those kind of things and cherish those, all right?
Exactly. I agree.
The other day, I gave you some ideas on how to stay young. So I had a couple more tidbits on that for you today. This would kind of fit in with Charles Schulz's philosophy, I think. Surround yourself with what you love. Whether it's family, pets, keepsakes, music, plants, hobbies, whatever, your home is your refuge. Cherish your health. If it is good, preserve it. If it is unstable, improve it. If it is beyond what you can improve, then get help.
That's wise.
And another one of those, don't take guilt trips. Take a trip to the mall, even to the next county, to a foreign country, but not to where the guilt is.
Very good.
Interesting for that as well.
Yeah.
And, folks, we enjoy sharing these things with you here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, hoping you have a great day, and thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.